My, my, my. What a fantastic life you've created for yourself, all thanks to me, of course. Tell me, little guppy, how are you enjoying the world above? Why so frightened, child? I'd have thought that you were expecting me. You recall our agreement, correct? Well, it appears when you grew legs, your memory was left in the ocean, along with your voice, for that matter. Fear not, darling. I will tell you. Fathoms below, and a few weeks ago, a foolish little mermaid looked into the doorway of my cave. She was infatuated with a prince she had recently saved from the water, and, oh, how stupid she was to fall in love with someone outside of her kind. Oh, you remember now? How you begged me, the most powerful sea witch in all the seven seas, to grant you your wish. To trade in your mermaid's tail for a pair of human legs. To give up your royal status under the sea for an itty-bitty, teeny-tiny molecule of a chance to meet that young prince again. How did that turn out for you, sweetheart? I can see that you're covered in rags. Old princy, not what you expected? Upon meeting him again, you found that he had already found his savior. A little maiden from a church not far yonder. Honestly, darling, I thought you would have been much smarter than to leave your true love somewhere he could have easily been spotted. And stolen away by someone else. What's the matter? Shark got your tongue? Oh, darling, I know what you're asking. Why am I here? Oh, you haven't forgotten that as well, have you? You see, the contract in which you signed, I give you legs, you give me your voice and tail, you go off and find your princey, you two fall in love and live happily ever after, right? Well, you were in such a rush to fill out paperwork that you failed to read a small clause that pertained to what would happen should you fail your quest. If you had married the prince, you would have earned your voice back. But, oh, my dear little mute. I'm afraid I'm here because you owe me. Oh, little guppy, I think you know exactly what I want. You have your looks, your pretty face, and now that you have legs, I believe both of our bodies can speak a new language. Oh dear, for this part of the agreement, I will have to change into my natural form. Ah, finally! I don't know how humans can stand on their feet for so long. Tentacles are so much more useful. Don't you run away from me. We haven't even started yet, little miss. Ah, you poor guppy. Stop struggling. You can't scream for help anyway, can you? And I tried to warn you, darling. A voice is way more powerful than a mate. And what do you think that prince would do if he saw you now? Trapped and suspended by me? Completely helpless. As if I were the storm. And you, the ship. Oh, that's right. The lad doesn't know who you are, and how on earth would he help a poor, unfortunate soul like yourself? Hey, quit kicking me. I've got 8 of these, you know. There we are, like a little starfish. Now, let's see what you feel like between these folds. Oh, calm down. The suctions aren't that bad. Though I wouldn't mind if they got to suck onto every inch of that precious little body of yours. Oh, so wet already. It seems you do want me after all. Am I wrong? Then say so. That's right, darling. I thought so. I'm not hearing any protests, so that means deeper inside I go. Isn't it wonderful, Guppy? Back and forth, in and out under all those petticoats? You don't mind if I tear this apart, do you? Oh, sorry, darling. I couldn't hear you. All I could see is complete arousal out of you. And those perfect breasts just begging to be fondled and sucked. You know, you're actually quite lucky to be silent, my dear. No one can hear you moan or cry or scream as I take what's rightfully mine out of you. You signed the contract. You agreed to this. So I'm gonna have as much fun out of you as I can while I've got you here in my grasp. So fragile, soft, and begging for release. And you'll get here soon, darling. I've got one more hole to fill. Open your mouth. Now. There. There you are. Got you on both ends now. You feeling full yet, huh, princess? Oh, it's been quite a long time since someone greeted you with that title. But of course, you let all of that go as soon as you found yourself in my cave, little mermaid. Now here you are, entangled in my grasp, hung and stuffed by my tentacles. And no one can save you from what you signed up for. Oh, darling, don't look so miserable. You're getting exactly what you paid for. And once I come inside you, you'll be nothing more than just another poor, unfortunate soul. Take it. Take all of me. There you have it. You've got your legs and a full womb to match. Your debt has been paid. Enjoy your life in the world above.